The administrator's brow furrowed beneath his military buzz cut. There's not much time. The press conference is in a couple of hours.
I can be back in 20 minutes.
How far out on the glacier did you say you have to go?
Not far. 200 yards should do it.
Ekstrom nodded. Are you certain it's safe?
I'll take flares, Nora replied. And Mike will go with me.
Tallon's head shot up. I will.
You sure as hell will, Mike. We'll be tethered. I'd appreciate a strong set of arms out there if the wind whips up.
But she's right, the administrator said, turning to Tallon. If she goes, she can't go alone. I'd send some of my men with her, but frankly, I'd rather keep this plankton issue to ourselves until we figure out if it's a problem or not. Tallon gave a reluctant nod.
I'd like to go too, Rachel said.
Nora spun like a cobra.
The hell you will!
Actually, the administrator said, as if an idea had just occurred to him, I think I'd feel safer if we used the standard quad-tether configuration. If you go dual and Mike slips, you'll never hold him. Four people are a lot safer than two. He paused, glancing at Corky. That would mean either you or Dr. Ming. Ekstrom glanced around the habosphere. Where is Dr. Ming, anyway?
I haven't seen him in a while, Tallon said. He might be catching a nap.
Ekstrom turned to Corky. Dr. Marlinson, I cannot require that you go out with them, and yet...
What the hell?
Corky said. Seeing as everyone is getting along so well...
No, Nora exclaimed. Four people will slow us down. Mike and I are going alone. You are not going alone. The administrator's tone was final. There's a reason tethers are built as quads, and we're going to do this as safely as possible. The last thing I need is an accident, a couple of hours before the biggest press conference in NASA's history.